All right, here's a rundown real quick. I'll give y'all the cane breakdown. In a normal environment, you know, I would like to wake up, pray up, have a Bible app on my phone, on my tablet. If y'all want that, let me know. I'll shoot it to y'all or send y'all the link. And what I do is I just get up, turn it on. First thing I try to do, listen to a verse or two, you know, maybe a chapter or two. You know, it just depends on what I'm doing. Try to get that in me right off the bat. And, you know, I usually do that before I even get up out of the bed, to be honest with you. And, like I said, in a normal environment, like a hotel setting or somewhere like that, I have it playing. Try to get in a couple push-ups and sit-ups. While it's playing, try to maximize your time. I also learned that, you know, I don't just lay in bed and sit there. You know, as soon as the alarm goes off, I mean, I've already got all my stuff in the bed with me, like tablets, phones, notebooks. I mean, they're scattered all in the bed with me. I'm surprised I haven't woke up with like camo, like ink spots all over me yet, but it's coming. I know it is. One of them pins are gonna bust one of these days. But so straight up, wake up, pray up, turn it on, get it going. You know, try to get a little exercise, get your blood flowing right off the bat. Then I go jump in the shower. And I usually, like I said, that takes about anywhere between like 5 to 10 minutes to kind of like listen and then just get a couple reps in on whatever on both sides. Transitioning back and forth from sit-ups to push-ups. Then I just go hop in the shower. Again, that's like, I might go either way. Like it's either a podcast, which is real motivational. You know, I'll either listen to a podcast like that's gonna get me pumped up and going, or sometimes it just depends on how I'm feeling, man. Sometimes I'll flip it right to a song or right to a you know, like a one of my, you know, an artist that I've been following here lately is Royce. I've been throwing on Bar Exam 4 a lot just because like that's what that's just kind of how I've been feeling. So shout out to Royce59 on that one. I've been throwing his shit on relentlessly on this trip, man. So. Anyway, like I said, have that planned for a little bit while I'm in the shower or something, you know, some good old hip hop for the soul. Oh man, and then get out, get dressed. I mean, like I said, lately it's been the hotels, besides these last couple days, but then you get out, get dressed. I usually, if I'm listening to music, then I swap it over to a podcast. If I'm listening to a podcast, swap it over to music. So I flip-flop at that point, because I like to just kind of sit there and, you know, while I'm eating, I like to listen. Actually, while I'm eating, I like to hear the podcast because I can focus on it more. I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in the shower and you're listening to it, you kind of like to listen to music more. Like, that I do anyway. But whenever you're sitting there eating, you know, you're kind of sitting still. I have my big headphones on. Everybody's looking at me like I'm, you know, like I'm some DJ or something. But I'm not. I'm just, you know, trying to enjoy my oatmeal like y'all. I just have really big headphones on. It's okay. Yeah, don't be scared. I'm not going to rob you. I'm not going to take your banana or your fruit or nothing. I get all these crazy looks, but it's good. So, anyway, I like to listen to my podcast while I eat. Get finished with that, and usually I'm headed back up to the room. You know, while I'm listening to the podcast and I'm eating, though, again, we talked about maximizing our time. That's something else that I learned is, you know, if you're an independent artist and you're out there doing this, you know, you could be getting motivated at the same time, starting your day great, starting your day with a good breakfast also. So you're doing two things right there while you're doing that. But what you do is you minimize the screen. And now you have something planned to motivate you while you're eating, and you're working on your following, going through, adding people. What I mean by that, go through, follow up. You know, you can follow up on your Twitter account if you got people that like some of your stuff, or if you have, you know, on your Facebook page or whatever. That's whenever it's key. Advertising, marketing yourself, that's a 24/7 job. Again, in a normal situation, I try to do that 3 times a day. So, Every time that I'm eating or sitting down doing that, if you stay on top of it, you won't get behind. Now, I have fallen behind on some other things, but I have been trying to stay on top of that because I think, especially right now, during the beginning, that is the most crucial point. Because how you set the pace and how you start everything, people are going to remember that. So building a strong reputation right now from the jump, it's like first impressions, you know, you only get one chance. So I'm a firm believer of that. So again, start following people, eating, got my motivational podcast going. Like I said, most of the time, 99% of the time, Gary V or an entrepreneur that he may be turning me on to or listening to, he may be having something else planned or something different, some type of news article, news feed. I think one a couple days ago at that other hotel was self-driving cars and the car wreck that one got into. So, you know, just staying up to date on the news, staying up to date on technology, because that's a big thing too. Technology is never going to stop. You always adapt to it. So, finished eating, still got my stuff playing. On my way back up to my room again. Then it's time to start, you know, breaking out all the devices, whether that's the computer, the tablet, the phone. Make sure everything's staying, you know, on charge, on point, because you're constantly moving around from one place to the other. There's a whole lot of things on this trip that I've learned that I need to invest in. Just a whole lot. One is gift cards, but we're not going to go there. That's just one. I'm serious though, like especially on the technology side, like I have really found out a lot about chargers, about just things that you can do to maximize like your battery life, how much that would help me right now. So and then also, like, I want to touch on this, like how many of y'all have smartphones or tablets or anything else? Everybody, right? So your insurance, man, make sure you got some insurance on your device, right? And then also, sorry about that, we got some construction going on in the airport. Also, cases, things like that, why not buy them? You know what I'm saying? You pay all that money for that phone, protect it. You know, that's like your lifeline right there. Your whole life's in that thing, right? Backups, passwords, safety. I mean, there's a bunch of other things we can go into that I'm going to build in this packet for my indie artists that I'm going to be giving out to them. But anyway, so again, make sure all your devices are staying charged up while you're working, or close to charge while you're working. Let's see, if I'm creating music, I like to create whenever I feel like I like to create. I don't like being forced into like, okay, well, I need to go create something right now. So that's kind of an inspirational thing. It's just whenever it strikes me. Sometimes I stop everything I'm doing. If I'm going through different beats or something happens in my life and I'm in the middle of something, I'm not gonna lie to nobody. It's my label. That's the way I want to run it. So if, you know, that I will stop everything. I will shut the shit down, put my headphones on, and like I said, it's all about inspiration because music is art to me. So if it comes on, if it comes across me a certain way, you know, whether that be a good way or a bad way or an upsetting way or just a super positive thing happened, you know, or a motivational thing happened, and I'm like, man, I gotta jot some stuff down or whatever. Bam, there it is. So that's what happens. But most of the time, I like to try to get everything mapped out, planned out, meetings, radio interviews, whatever we're doing. I'm trying to write them down, trying to stay on top of it. Like I said, there's a whole lot of gems that I'm gonna drop from things that I've learned in this indie artist packet. I want to build a packet because I want you to be able to download something that you can go back and refer to. So if you're like, oh shit, what did Kane say? Oh wait, yeah, that's right, let me go back to that. I'm gonna build kind of a soft packet at first and be able to like have links to it, I think, where everybody can kind of go on it, download it, and it'll have a bunch of helpful tips, advice, and stuff like that. But what I'll be doing in this next year, I think I'm gonna start, as soon as we get this label going, I'm gonna start documenting it like I have been from the last couple months, you know, 10 months, all the things I've done coming back into this game, because I've only been back at it for 10, 11 months, and I've already caught a whole lot of big name eyes and ears and everything else, and there's people out there that know about me that I don't know they know about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, it's crazy. It's like, it's surreal, but I knew that it was going to happen, if that makes any sense. So it's a great feeling, but at the same time, I want to help y'all whenever the time comes for y'all. So, the packet, but I want to do a book as well. And probably just call it Indie Armor, because that's, you know, after more experience, because I haven't done everything yet. I haven't experienced everything yet. You know, you would grow through them. So, once I go through a couple more experiences, you know, I'd say give it about a year of actually, like, being, like, I'd say out there more and doing more things. It's just going to be more knowledge that I can drop for people to pick up on and, you know, really enlighten them to where they know, like, okay, well, you know, that's what he did, and he put that in that book. But I'm going to start off with some really good links and like, some good downloads and shit like that for y'all to do. And that way y'all can always refer back to it. So, anyway, like I said, staying organized, set reminders on your calendars, things like that. Make sure you try to get some sleep, because if you don't get any sleep at night and during the day, you're not going to be any good. Okay? Like, you're only cheating yourself if you don't get enough rest. So, anyway, that's it. Try to stay positive. And during the negative, man, just turn around as a positive. When something bad happens or something goes wrong, just think of it as, well, it wasn't meant to be that way. And God's going to, you know, he's going to find a way for you. Trust me, he don't make mistakes. So, that being said, it's 3:10 a.m. over here. I'm going to say goodnight. Catch you on about 3 hours. Later. It's Kane. Okay.